Yeah, for the Gemara. Hachinami, ikalshes, if you're going to take the beam and cut it in half, have you like kura hanitels bruach? Of the zoy lechura, the kura then will lose half of its thickness, and it'll be a very weak kura, and it won't be able to stand the wind. The wind will blow it away, like we had this for before. It has to be strong enough, the kura, to keep a beam on top of it. Here it won't be able to hold the beam. Trash hanitels bruach. Shere shiurech hachomim beria. The kura has to be strong, kdei lekabal areich, in order to hold up a brick. Vilav hochi, if you can't hold up a brick, shodil lezika, then the svara is the wind will just throw it away, the kairam. Hilkach lechoshev, therefore it's not choshev. So of course this beam also, we're talking about a normal sized beam that just about holds up a brick. Now, if you're going to tell me, kolosh, you take the beam and like cut it in half, and only use the bottom part of the beam, the bottom part of the beam is not strong enough to hold it up. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella korchach nase kishvudin shomatchis. Not the pshat we say we cut it in half, but they're like we squash the whole thing down. We look as if all the 4 inches are like crushed down, and the bottom part of the beam is very strong. By sukkah, say the same svarah. As we bow on the bottom part of the sukkah, the svarah occurs like you were saying before, that since lemaisa, the bottom part of the tzchach is within 20 amos off the ground. So you are standing on the floor, you look up, you see the tzchach there. Because within 20 amos you see. So even though you need the top part of the tzchach to make chamsum, silsum, uvim chamsum, so what? Squash it down, make believe as if it's all lamala michov. Because lamaisi, you're going to see the tzchach. So why did Rabbi say for tzchach it's possible, and for mavi it's kosher? Omar Rova, mifazakya, sukkah, ta nusvar. Sukkah, dili yochidi, a sukkah, one person uses a sukkah, loy mitker. People don't realize it. Trashula mitka means vizimna de mishtako miksas uve yaschach hanichnas teichof vekayim akul lamala michof. It's like a gzeri in a sukkah. A sukkah is only for yochid, one person. Now you have, let's say, 4 inches thick as chach. The bottom 2 inches takar are within 20 yamas, so it should be kosher. We make a gzeri, if we're going to be samech on this, maybe eventually or next year, the bottom part of the chach will fall away, and all you'll have left is just the top 2 inches of the chach, which is lamala michof. And Lemitkara, since it's only one person, he won't realize it, so he'll think it's kosher then also. Therefore, the Rabbanan made Xerah not to use it. Mashenken Movid. Movid L'Rabim. Mashenken the Movid, they are Rabim. There are a lot of people using it. It's Mitkari Adodi. Everybody will notice it. People know the halacha, and they'll notice it. That why is the Movid kosher now? Because the Kaira comes within 20 Amos. But lo yitzui, eventually, there'll come a time that the bottom of the Kaira will rot away. And the beam won't be underneath, won't be within 20. The beam will only be lamala me 20. And echnami, the rabbin will realize it, and they'll know it's possible. That's why they didn't make gzera by the movi. That's pshan rabba. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, pufa ketalocher is. Sukkah di araisa, sukkah is di araisa, hechmiro barabonin. The rabbonin were more machmer to say what? That we have the gzera. Sukkah, the Reisach Mirab Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will machmen to say, will be afraid maybe the bottom of the schach will fall down, and there won't be Lamata Michof, and you'll still think it's kosher. Therefore, the Rabbanan are more machmen by Sukkah, because there is a Reisach Dikadin. Mashen Kein Movi the Rabbanan, that we need a Kur on top of the Movi is only Midi Rabbanan, like the first Rashi said. Midi Reisach Movi is not a Rishus Rabbin, since it has 3 Mechitzis. Because only with the Rabbonin you have to have this Hekir. It's Lechmiro by Rabbonin. The Rabbonin didn't make the Gzeira. Since right now this Kaira is within 20 Amos, let's be afraid maybe the bottom of the Kaira will rot away and you won't realize it. In the Rabbonin, the Galacha, we're not so Machmir.
Rabbi.
Ravada bar Masna, Masnilo, Shmaita, the Rabbi Itcha. He learned over Rabbi's Halacha a little different. But Omar Rabbi like this, Pumfakir. But Movi possibly, it's not as far as Pumfakir. In Movi, it's possible. If about part of the beam is Lamala Mechof, it's possible. But Sukkah Ksheira, by Sukkah is kosher. For the Gemara Maishin of Sukkah, the Ksheira, the Armenian Kolish, starting over again. Why by Sukkah do you say this kosher? I part of this Chach is on top of Lamala, the terrace is Kolish. We like cut off the top part and only use the bottom part of the schach. But Mavi Nami Lema Kolish. By Mavi also, let's cut off the top part of the Kaira and only use the bottom part of the Kaira, which is within 20 Amos. So the Gemara again, E Kolshus, if you cut it in half, have a Le Kaira and it tells Ruach. The Kaira won't be strong anymore and the wind will blow it away. That's why it's possible. For the Gemara Bazei by Sukkah, the same thing. Hochinami, E Kolshus, if you'll take off half of the schach, have a Lo Chamsum Ruba Mitzulsum. Just with the bottom part of the schach, there's not enough shade. will be puzzled. Ela korcha, what do you have to say? Nasit silsim rubim mechamsa. It's like we squashed the top schach down to the bottom part. And we look as if there is roiv chama, roiv tzel, more than chama. Obazoi by mobi also, ochinami. A korcha nasu keshvutim shomatchis. We look as if the whole kaira is squashed down. And it's a strong kaira. It's like made out of metal now. You still have the thickness of the kaira. So what do you say by mobi is puzzled and by sukkah's kosher? Oh my Rabbi Mipazakio, this is where we had before the Pumfaker. Sukkah de liyochid hi, rom yanavshia mitcha, Pumfaker. Sukkah that only private people use is your own private sukkah. A person knows what's doing in his own private property. So people will know that as soon as the tzchach, the bottom part of the tzchach falls away, and all you have left is just the top part of the tzchach, which is the mala mechav, they'll know it's puzzle. Mashenkein movi de l'rabim hi. Movi is not for one person. It's for 20, 30 people use the movi. There the svari is samchi adodi. Everybody's samach, the other person will realize it. V'lei mitkri, and nobody will come to do anything. When you really read samach on too many people, the maestri is nobody does it. The Yamri Inshi, the famous word people say, Kidra Devei Shutfa. If you have a pot that you have two people cooking with it, Loichamimi V'lei kriri, it's no good. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, nobody takes care of it. This cook says the other one's taking care of it, and this cook says the other one's taking care of it. So mainly by your movi, since a lot of people use it, nobody's gonna take care of it. So therefore the other Rabbanan will choshish that maybe the movi will the kaira, the bottom part of the kaira will rot away, and all you'll be left with is just the top part of the kaira, which is the malamichov, and nobody will realize it. Everybody will be saying on the other person. Therefore the Rabbanan will more machme by a movi. Ravino Amon Nachman's Teretz name. Sukkah, the Yeraisa, Leboy Chizik. Right? That's what I was careful before. Sukkah, which is a Yeraisa, everybody's very machmir to Mekayim Dedin. You don't need a Chizik. Everybody knows as soon as the Sukkah will become possible, you won't use it. Mashenkin Movi, the Rabbonin, Boy Chizik. Movi, to use a Kair is only a Din, the Rabbonin. People say, it's only the Rabbonin, we don't care about it. It was once kosher, and some is still kosher. Therefore, the Rabbonin said, no, we have to make a Chizik. So anytime it's possible, the bottom of the Kair will rot away, and you only have the piece, Lamala Mechop, and then it'll be possible. The Rabbonin said it's possible right now. For the Gemara, call upon my heavier law. So we had a lot of different swaras one way or the other way. What's the maskana? What's the psak? Rabba bar Rav Ula Omar. Zev is zev posel. Both cases is posel. By Sukkah and by Movi. Of a Rav Omar, Aloch is like Rav, zev is zev kosher. Both places is kosher. Why? Chalal Sukkah tenan. Chalal Movi tenan. The word is, what's posel? Like, so you saying the swar before, that we have to be able to see it. What do you mean you have to be able to see the kairo or be able to see the schach? Abi the chalal, that means the air from the floor until the schach, that can't be more than 20. Abi the chalal, the air, the space in between the ground and the beginning of the kairo or the beginning of the schach is not more than 20, then it's kosher. Because the svar is, like I said, leman yedu. You have to have it occur and you have to see it. Kol zaman, it's within 20 amos from the chalal, you see it. Trashi chalal sukkah tenan. Eskrim amos. Shahuskuru bain the mavi bain the sukkah achalola kaimi, that's going on the ear in between the space in between the ground and the beginning of the kaira or the beginning of the schach, and the svar is pshita because that's when you realize it's there. So abi the kaira is within 20 amis from the ground, the beginning of the kaira, the eye sees it. The eye sees anything until 20 amis. The same thing the schach, you see the schach until 20 amis. So pshita is kosher. Omalei Rav Papa L'Rova, Tanya the Messiah, I bring your right to you. Movi shu gevoyim yeskum amo. If a movi that's higher than 20 amas high, yoisum yipiska shalulam. Higher than the pesach shalhechel. Higher than the pesach shalhechel is yamayit. The hechel gufa, what was the din of the hechel? Chalola eskrim. How high was the hechel? Not the pshat that the boards on top were within 20 amas, just the chalal, the airspace between the ground and the beginning of the top of the heichol was 20 amos. So you see, Claude, that 20 amos just means the space from the ground until the beginning of the kaira, to the beginning of the pesach on top. That's the sheer what you need 20 amos. So may Labi, the beginning of the kaira is within 20 amos, or the beginning of the schach is within 20 amos, since the eye notices it, avadi was kosher. Eisvei Rav Timi bar Rav Ashi le Rav Papa. Here's the kasha. Ketzad hoyoisa, how would they matter? How did they make a koira? Ketzad hoyoisa, meniach koira misvas esrim ulamata. They used to put the koira misvas esrim at the beginning of esrim ulamata and lower. So what do you see here? You see that the koira has to be fakert within 20 amas. The whole koira has to be below 20 amas. Because it says they put the kura, misvas esu means the top of the kura hit the 20 amis point, ulamata, and the rest of the kura had to come down. So here you see the whole kura has to be within 20 amis off the ground. And the Gemara name aim ulamala. It just means that fakir, that the kura, abi, it reaches the 20 amis point, but above it, the kura could go higher. Abi, the bottom part of the kura just reaches the 20 amis. Means aim ulamala. That the rest of the kura, that's what goes on top of the 20-point line. But avada, the beginning of the kura, is within 20 amis. Fred Gemara v'holamata katoni. But it says klo no. Mashma, the whole kura has to be below 20 amis. So the Gemara nein hokamashvulum de lamata kilamala. The is halacha about lamata. That means how low can a pesach be? So far, the Mishnah is only talking about how high a pesach can be. A pesach can't be more than 20 amos high. What about how low? What's the lowest height the pesach can be? The halacha is about that also. It can't be less than 10 tefachim. Anything less than 10 tefachim is not called a pesach. So the din of lamata, when the pesach becomes so low, less than 10 tefachim, it's not called a pesach anymore. So akamashmon the lamata kilamala, the din of 10 tefachim off the ground is the same halacha like 20 amos high. Mala mala, just like the din of 20 amos high. Chalolo. Esrim, we mean the air, the space, can't be more than 20 amos. But abi, the space is less than 20 amos is kosher. Af lamata, the same thing, that how is the lowest that the kura could go down? Could a pesach be? Chalolo asura. You have to have at least space, air space, of at least 10 tefachim. It's not enough that the beginning of the kura, the beginning of the pesach on top, is within 10 tefachim, but it comes down, and mainly you don't have space of 10 tefachim. That would also be possible. The lowest point is, it has to at least be space here of 10 tefachim off the ground. Then above 10 tefachim, that's where you can start to make the pesach, so you can make a kura. So that's why it says a lashon ulamata. But about it's no stira, that lamala just means the kura should not be above 20, that there should be more space than 20 amos. But as long as there's not airspace of 20 amos, it's like a kosher, and that's what we hold, like Rava says. Omar Abaye, Mishmei de Rav Nachman, Amoy Sukkah. And Amma, we have measurements about a sukkah. What we'll soon see, what the heksher of a sukkah is. Who are then the amos movi? We just learned about amos, that a movi can't be more than 20 amos high. The loch of an amma is the amos bas chamisha. How long is an amma? It's 5 tefachim. You count the yama by 5 tefachim. Am is klayim. We'll soon see the halacha is about klayim. If you have a kerem, if you're growing grapes, so in the kerem you're not allowed to plant other things. Because halacha is how far apart they have to be. There's also how many amas apart they are. So the halacha of an ama by klayim is the ama bas shisha. There the halacha is, it's 6 tefachim wide an ama. In other words, amas by movi and sukkah are made up from 5 tefachim. 5 tefachim, it's like 4 inches, make up an amma. 5 times 4, that's 20. And by klayim, there you need 6 tefachim. 6 tefachim make up an amma. This is what Abaye says. Well, soon we don't hold like Abaye. This is Abaye's halacha. Mishmeder Rav Nachman. So tomorrow, l'may hilchasa, amas klayim, b'yamas bashisha. Tomorrow, amas movi, b'yama bas chamisha. That you said, the movi, that its amas are totally in 5 tefachim. 5 tefachim make up an amma. L'may hirusa, what is it negate to which halacha is about a movi? L'goyva, we just got finished learning that if the pesach is more than 20 amas high, it's possible. How high up? How high is the amma? It's 20 times 5 tefachim. Or the pirtzas movi. Who din is lach of a pirtza? Means how wide is the entrance still called the pesach? The Mishnah says yud amas. If a pesach is wide, yud amos, that's called a pesach. If it's more than yud amos wide, it's called a pirtza, and that's posel. So the loch of, if it's yud alef amos, it's posel. How much is called an amma? 5 tefachim. Fred Gemara, ay voik voiko moshach movui, piyarba amos, delakula. So what it means to say so far is that the reason why you're doing 5 amos, why do you say the amos 5 tefachim? Because we go to chumra. Since these achan al chumra, like we're saying now, if it's more than 20 amas high, it's possible. Now there's two ways to measure 20 amas. So you could say 6 tefachim makes the highest shear, or you could say only 5 tefachim makes the less of a shear, it's possible. So you go to chumra already and say, once it's more than 20 amas of the smaller shear, 5 tefachim, it's possible. Who would then appear to? How wide is the breakthrough in the movi to passel? We go to chumra. Even a smaller breakthrough passels the movi. Even though it's only yudamis of 5 tefachim, it's also passel. The chumra, that's the svara why you say 5 tefachim. for the Gemara, but there's a case of Movi that you go the Kula this way. Vika Moshech Movi. There's a Lacha Metchila, how long does a Movi have to be to give it a Shem Movi, this alleyway, that will have the Heter of a Koran Alechi? How long, the Klal inside the Movi, how long does a Movi have to be? Vika Moshech Movi. B'Arbamis. There's a Lacha later that says it has to at least be Arbamis long. If the Movi is less than Arbamis long, it can't be have a Shem Movi, and there wouldn't be a Heter of a Koran Alechi anymore, then you'll need a Surah Pesach. Is Lachura there the Lakula? The Lachura is saying the Lach is Lakula. That was saying, as long as it's Dalat Amis long, with five Tvachim, which is a smaller shear, still is Kosher al Samavi. So there you're going Lakula. Because if you would say you'd have to have an Amma of six Tvachim, you'd have to have the Movi longer to give it a Shem Movi. And that's Lakula. Is Lachura command, and the Gemara, that's not Shver. Command the Yama be Arba Tvachim. Atay Abaye holds the Man the Yama that a Movi, as long as it's long, for Tvachim, it's also kosher. So the Chlal, Mugay, to the length of the Movi, it's not totally in Amis, it's only totally in Tvachim. Smell, it's not fair why Abaye says that the Amis of a Movi is only five Tvachim. And we go to Chumrah. And the Locha, how long a Movi goes, is not totally Bechlal and Amis. Abaye goes that the Man the Yama says as long as it's long, for Tvachim, we'll see later on in the Masechta, that's also called a Movi. The boy you say, another teretz is the arba amos. Name really, Abaye could also hold. There's halacha. How long does a movi have to be to give it a shem movi? It has to at least be dalad amos long. Shver. Why here are you being makel and saying as long as it's wide with five tvachim? Luchura go luchumra and say it has to be long four amos of six tvachim each one. The more enech nami. I tell you, beroiv amos kama. What he meant to say is most of the halachas of amos by movi. Since we'll go to Chumra with them, we'll say it's with five Tvachim. But Enechnami, if by saying six Tvachim is also a Chumra, Enechnami, that he's masking, you need six Tvachim. So how long does the Mavi have to be, the least length, to give it a Shem Mavi? It has to be four Amas long, each Amma made up of six Tvachim. Enechnami, Ay Abaye says it's enough five Tvachim, that's Rov Amas. Rov Halachas a Mavi are the Chumra with five Amas, five Tvachim to the Yam. Right, the next Halacha Abaye said was Amas Sukkah. That the Amma of Hilchas Sukkah is also the Amma's Bas Chamisha. How long is an Amma? An Amma is made up from five Tvachim. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what's the Lachas of Sukkah that you have to measure with Amma's? Eshkin is Legoiva, like we had before. If the Tzchach is more than 20 Amma's high, the Tzchach is Posel. So how high up does it become Posel? Right, we go to Chumra and say, once it's more than 20 Amma's high, made up of five Tvachim, the Sukkah becomes Posel. You go to Chumra. Who are then the doifin akuma? Is there a locha doifin akuma, which is kosher by sukkah? Now, doifin akuma is that within dalet amos, we say doifin akuma. If it's more than dalet amos, we don't say doifin akuma. We'll soon see Rashi inside, but the picture here is on page 3. The sukkah here, on page 3. The cases where you have a sukkah that on in the middle of the roof, there's a hole. And in the hole of the roof, that's where you put the schach. So you want it to be kosher. Now the question is, on the side of the schach does not reach the defanus, the walls, because there's still part of the ceiling. Like the moshter here in this room, and the middle of the ceiling caved in. So you want to put your schach now, mamish, in the middle of the hole. So you want it to be a kasher sukkah. The kasher is, though, there are still parts of the ceiling here until the wall. And this part of the ceiling is possible for schach. And the chur, the locher is, the schach has to go to the wall. Say, if the schach is only in the middle of the room, the schach is not touching the wall. Why is it kosher? We say Allah of a doifin akuma. We look as if the wall going up is an extension, the roof becomes part of the wall. Akuma means crooked. We look as if the wall now goes up and turns over, becomes crooked, until the makam of the schach. So the top part of the roof now becomes a part of the wall. So as if the wall goes up, becomes crooked, mamish to the makam where the schach starts. And therefore the schach is touching the wall. Now how much long of the roof do we still say Daif Nakuma only until Dalad Amis? As if you have Dalad Amis until the Tzchach, it's still kosher. But if the Tzchach is in the middle, that there's more than Dalad Amis between the real wall and the Tzchach, then we don't say Daif Nakuma anymore. So that's a loch, another loch of Dalad Amis, you say Daif Nakuma. And this is also good, that we say it now in the Chumra, that how far will we still be kosher? Only if you have Dalad Amis made up of five Tzvachim. But if you have Dalad Amis made up of six Tzvachim, it would be possible. Like it's a kula to say Daifin Akuma. So we only say the kula of Daifin Akuma, Dalet Amis, with the measurements of five Tvachim to the Yama. Not more. Because right to we go to Chumra. For the Gemara, there's another case though by Sukkah that the Chur is the kula. Voika moshach sukkah. There's a locha. How long does the ikah sukkah have to be to give it a heksher sukkah? That what one man the yomis says biar b'amis. That a sukkah has to at least be long dal damis. If the sukkah is not long dal damis, the sukkah is posel. So if you can tell me now to the kula, that you want to say all you have to measure is just 5 tefachim. So you're going to the kula. If you have dal damis made up of 5 tefachim, the sukkah is kosher. And the chur lechurma would be fakert, that the sukkah is posel until the sukkah is long dal damis made up of 6 tefachim. So why here do you say 5 tefachim, which is the kula, the chur your svar is going to churma. Titania, Rabbi Yoime, Rabbi says, I say, kol sukkah shein bo dal damas al dal damas tzula. That's Rebbe's halacha. If any sukkah does not have dal damas by dal damas, the sukkah is posel. So if you go lechura, this halacha should be lechumra. What would be the lechumra here? To say it has to be at least dal damas long of 6 tefachim. So how come you say all the amas by sukkah are only 5 tefachim? Eshton zav gemara ki rabbonin. I tell you, Rabbi holds like the rabbonin. The Amri, the Rabbanan Shita is, Afilo Eino Machzekis, El Roishe Verubai, Vil Shulchanai, you have a kosher sukkah. That's Dalad Tfochim by Dalad Tfochim. That's what we hold Aloha. Habi, the sukkah is wide, Dalad by Dalad, the sukkah is kosher. You don't need Dalad Amis, as long as there's enough of a makam that your Roishe Verubai can get in the sukkah, and you have a tefach of the Shulchan inside the sukkah is kosher. So Mela, since you don't need Amis Bechlau, that's not a measurement of Amis, Nagei Tilcha Sukkah. The boy is same. Another teretz is liyelam atayya rebihi. No, atayya bayatak holds like Rebbe. So the bayi holds by sukkah. How long does a sukkah have to be in wide? At least dalad amis. If it has to be dalad amis, the chur, this halacha lechumra should be. It has to be at least long 4 amis made up of 6 tefachim. Ain't a chanami. Now Abaye said there are only 5 tefachim. V'roiv amis kamar. That I said, it's only 5 tefachim, rov amis, nageyat hilchas sukkah, atali in 5 tefachim. Reinachnami, this one halacha, how long and wide the sukkah has to be, it has to be dalad amis by dalad amis, that talk has to be 6 tefachim. It has to be 4 times 6, it has to be 20 tefachim. No, 4 times 6, 24. It's be 24 tefachim, more idea. Let's see Rashi on Doifin Akuma. Rashi says, Lodoifin Akuma. The Tanan, it says in the Gemara in Sukkah, bayis shenifchas, a bayis that the ceiling caved in. Vesichach agabi abchas, and you put the schach in the mokum of the hole in the roof. Vesichach kosher, you put kosher schach there. Vetikras haliyah, but the sides of the roof are still there. Noiseris soviv, that's still around, the sides of the roof are still up. Umasekis bein schach kosher ledufanis. So the sides of the roof are being mafsik between the kosher schach and the doifin of the Sukkah. Now, im yesh, bein tzchach kosher, ledoifin, dal damis tzula. If there's exactly dal damis between the beginning of the tzchach kosher and the wall, then takra is posel. For lo yamrina doifin akuma, then you can't say doifin akuma. Vashenkin pochus mi dal damis, if the kosher tzchach is less than dal damis away from the real wall, is ksheira, then it's kosher. The yamrina we say, chazinan lay lahai tzchach, posel, we look as if this rest of the roof that's still up, kilahu minadafanis, as if it becomes part of the wall. Shenekmu lamalo, as if the wall turns over and becomes crooked. Obo atzchach, and the wall itself now reaches the schach kosher. Vareyen kan hefsik, observe there's no hefsik between the schach kosher and the defanis, because the wall goes up and becomes okum crooked, and mamish the beginning of the roof, and the wall is like one wall, until the schach. Because from Nachum the Meim of the Biyamas, Ketanas Mesherin Lei, Amiso Biyasin Tvachim, Vainu Lechumra. So it's good why he said here Lechumra, that within 20 Amis, it becomes possible. Because with Dalad Amis, each one made up of 5 Tvachim, it becomes possible. So with 20 Tvachim, it's already possible. That's why it's good, it's Lechumra. So the Gemara Vaita, Amis Klayim, Biyamas Bashisha. He said, Nahal Hilchos Klayim, here Fakert, here we say you need bigger Amis. And Vaita, this way it's Lechumra. That what the amas of klayim need 6 tefachim to the yama. Lamai hilchasa, what's the halacha by klayim that you need amas in between? Lekarachas hakerim, v'limchol hakerim, to a bald spot in the middle of the kerim, and l'mchol means around the kerim. We'll soon see. The tanan, karachas hakerim, if you have a bald spot in the middle of the kerim, partially like picture page number 3, picture number 15. That you have the kerem, you have the grapes growing all around, and in the middle of the yard is a bald spot there. It's like number gimel here. Karachas hakerem, beishama yermin, eskrim v'yabo amis. If in the middle of the kerem you have 24 amos by 24 amos blank, now in this space you're allowed to plant zroim if you want. If you want, you can plant potatoes there, corn there. There wouldn't be an issa klaya kerem. No, it has to only be 16 amos. It's a kula. It's 16 amos. If you have 16 amos by 16 amos in the middle of the kerem blank, bald, in that space you're allowed to plant zroim. We'll soon see exactly what it means. That's the case of Karachas. Now, Umechel HaKerem. Mechel HaKerem means, at the bottom picture, picture 17, we're at the end of the Kerem. You have the trees growing, and at the end of the Kerem, before the wall, there's also a blank space. Mechel usually means like a circle. Hey, it's around, the circle around the Kerem is blank. Umechel HaKerem. Beisham HaYorim, there all you need is just Sheisha Saramis. Habiyah 16 Amas blank. At the end of the Kerem, you could plant in there Zroim. All you need is just 12 amos. If you have 12 amos, there it's kosher. Now, what's the lochis? What's called the kerach, a bald spot in the middle of the kerem, that your lot of plants roim there? Kerem shechorven tziusei. That means in the middle of the kerem it became bald. All the grapes, the trees died out there. It was chorav. Now, ancham sheisha sora amos. If it doesn't have 16 amos by 16 amos, according to Beis Hillel, lo yovi zer l'shom. You're not allowed to plant in the middle of the bald spot, any other's ruin. Any place you'll plant there, it'll still be bottled to the kerem, and there'll be an issa of klaya kerem. Hoyu shom sheisha sori amos, lo yitzu, there is 16 amos by 16 amos blank in the middle of the kerem. Noisin loy kidei avoidosai. You're allowed to plant, What do you have to do now? Noisin loy kidei avoidosai, v'zereya es hamoisa. Now, kedei avodosu means avodas hakerem is dalad amos. You have to come to the side, on each side of the bald spot, you have to leave over dalad amos. So dalad amos on one side, and dalad amos on the other side. So 8 amos are taken care of. Now, together with 16 amos. So you have now 8 amos in the middle. Beisil svar is that a field has to at least be dalad amos. If it's less than dalad amos, it's not choshev, and it's bottled to the other field. So now the middle field here now is like you're dividing it in half. If you divide it in half, there's 4 amos on one side and 4 amos on the other side. That's called a chashev field. So that field is called a makom by itself and it's not bottled to the kerem. But let's say there'll be less than 8 amos in between. So if there'll be less than 8 amos in between, the mal you have to divide it in half. So there'll be 3 amos on one side and 3 amos on the other side. 3 amos is not chashev field. 3 amos is bottled to the kerem. So this middle part here would just be bottled to the kerem. It wouldn't be called the sada by itself. You wouldn't be allowed to plant zeroyim. You could only plant zeroyim here again. If you have 16 amos blank, 16 amos we say, first 4 amos you have to leave over for the avodas hakerem. The first 4 amos is like bottled to the kerem, because when you go to plow and work on the kerem, you need at least 4 amos blank. The first 4 amos after the kerem is bottled to the kerem automatically. So you have 4 amos on the other side next to the trees. So you took away 8 amos. So if you're left with 8 amos in the middle, that you could divide it in half and say, this is 4 and this is 4, that's a chosh of a soda, and that's not bottled to the kerem, so you're allowed to plant this roin. That's Besulah's halacha. Now, v'yezeu mochul, what's the case of a mochul? What's called the circle around it? V'yezeu mochul hakerem, what's called the circle around the kerem? Ben kerem together, not in the middle of the kerem it became bald, nor forget at the end of the kerem, before the wall and where the trees of the kerem, like in picture 17, that's where it became bald. Ain't shom shteim asari amos. So Beis Hillel Shita is, as long as there's 12 amos there, if there's not 12 amos there, lo yov yizero l'shom. Then you can't plant any other zroim there. Mashenkein hoyishom shteim asari amos. If there were 12 amos here, between the last tree and the wall, there are 12 amos, is nice and like they avoidosai. Again, you have to first leave over 4 amos away from the tree, because that you need place to plow and to work on the trees. So the first 4 amos away from the tree is always bottled to the tree. Who are then? The four amos near the wall is always bottled to the wall. That nobody plants. Rashi says as far as like hefker, you never use that. So if you left over in between the 4 amos, it's a chosh of a mokum, you can plant there, it's called a sada by itself. V'zareya sashar. Yes, so male, these are lochas of a kerem that you go to chumrah to say how wide does it have to be. Here it has to be dalad amos made up of 6 tzvachim. 6 tzvachim here is l'chumra, that's what here we're machma to say. The space has to be a bigger space. Then it's called the field by itself. Then you're allowed to plant zroim there. Fed Gemara v'Iker Ritzufim v'Yarba Amos Tilakula. There's another loch of kerim of klayim that's totally in Dalad Amos that you go to Kula. What's Ritzufim mean? The Tnan kerim hanatuya apochos miyarba Amos. A kerim trees that one tree to the next tree is not Dalad Amos away. A classical kerem is called if each tree is Dal Damas away from the next tree. That's called the mokum. It's going to stay and grow nicely that way. That's called a kerem. Let's say the trees are too close together. We have a Shimon Oime, ain't a kerem. That's not called a kerem, because the trees are not Oime to stay that way. They're too close together. It doesn't have a Shem kerem at all. According to Rabbi Shimon, your mamash a lot of plant, Zroyim there. But Chom Moimim, no kerem. Still is called a kerem. Either plant are too close together. For Royin, Esram, Tsoyim, Kilu Einim. We look as if the middle tree in between.
Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow. We'll go over this little